Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's right. This is the Seabra Live debut. We are right here at the Raptor K Ranch and Arena, located in Statesville, North Carolina. Let me tell you, rodeo fans, it is going to be an exciting one. We have got this bleacher section filled up. We're sitting right outside the bleachers, and let me tell you, we've got a great view of this arena. We're going to watch some great jam-up bull riding action right here on a Thursday night. Rodeo fans, we have got a lineup in store for you. This is going to be one of the best that you're going to hear brought to you live on MakingEight.com. So y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We are just about ready to get underway with Seabra Live and their debut right here on MakingEight.com. Y'all stay tuned, and we will be right back.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and Chris the dude, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. Say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. On the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain. And even though you're heating slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up.
Gotta have-
is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, Making8.com is live right here in Statesville, North Carolina. We're here at the Raptor K Ranch and Arena, home of Royce and Jeannie Knox. We want to thank them for having us out here. And let me tell you, what you're about to see is some of the best bull riding action here in the Southeast. That's right, it's the Southern Extreme Bull Riding Association. They are sanctioning this deal. We are happy to be part of their team, and we look forward to many more opportunities to cover them. I got to tell you, the energy that you're going to feel here is something that we have not felt at rodeos down in Florida in a long time. This is going to be a jam up bull ride right here. We've got announcers like Luke Kaufman up here. A lot of rodeo fans might know him. He does have an album out, plays a little bit of country music and good rodeo music. So we look forward to having that. We talked with him earlier today. We're going to get him right here on Making8.com. We've got a great barrel man, Matt Merritt. Had the opportunity to meet him down south. We've got bullfighters like Christopher Furr. We've got our judges here tonight. We've got some great sponsors. We've got some great shows lined up right here for you on Making8.com. We're going to start off with some youth deals going on. They do this every Thursday night. They've got some sheep riding. They've got some calf riding. They've got steers and junior bulls right here at the Raptor K Arena. Then we're going to roll it over into some bull riding action. Now, let me tell you, rodeo fans, the bulls that are here, every one of them you're going to see here tonight are the guys from Tom Teague Bucking Bulls. That's right, I said it. Tom Teague Bucking Bulls has brought the bulls down here tonight, and they are some rank ones. We've got some bulls that were here at the PBR Finals last year. You're going to hear us talk a little bit about them coming up in our show. They've got the bull riders out. They're doing the introductions right now. Rodeo fans, we're going to take a short break. I'm telling you, don't miss the action right here. Seba Live on Making8.com. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
This is Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Making8.com, so get a grip.
Jump
tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight, tonight.
Hey!
Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey!
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like oh my God.
Like oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Take it. Oh, let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
Woo!
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it.
And do it.
Let's live it up.
And do it.
And do it.
And do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it.
Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock.
Rock. Rock. Rock.
Easy come. Easy go. Now we on top.
Top. Top. Top. Top.
Feel the shot. Body rock. Rockin' don't stop.
Stop. Stop. Stop. Stop.
Round and round. Up and down. Around the clock.
Rock. Rock. Rock.
And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, and Sunday. Keep, 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 keep with us. You know what we say, say. Party every day, pop, 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 party every day. And I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
All right, rodeo fans, welcome back. That's right. We are bringing the action to you live from the Rafter K Arena right here in Statesville, North Carolina. We're going down and starting off with our sheep riding right, our sheep riding right here today. The first one we got is Colton Brumley. And Colton Brumley is going to be on the sheep day brand 112, and here he comes. Hang on there, cowboy. Little sheep's going to run out to the left, turn back around. Oh, yeah, he's got himself a nice little ride. Sitting up pretty on him, making it look good. Now, this is where they begin, right here. This is where you're going to see the cowboys that have moved their way up. You've seen them on CBR tours and things like that. They started on sheep just like these right here in places just like this right now. 77 points for Colton. So he's got one more sheep rider. It's going to be Caleb Stewart. He's going to be the next one up. We'll see what he can do right here. All right. We've got the Knox Realty Buck and Shoot is where he's coming out of. It's going to be Buck and Shoot number one. But let me tell you, these guys here are going to have to ride an 8-second ride just like the bigger cowboys. We got Mama out there right now, ready to take the pictures. All right. We're trying to watch you right now. Looks like they got little Caleb down there getting himself situated on that sheep. Uh-oh. Now, just to let you know, we've got the barrel man, Matt Martin, out here, and this is a pretty good hand. We had an opportunity to see him down in Florida earlier this year, and you know what? We're actually making a name. I mean, he actually remembered us, and we're happy. All right, here comes Caleb. Caleb, hold on, one hand. Here he goes. Oh, we're brought down right at the whistle, waiting on the judges. Oh, we got a thumbs up for Caleb. Tell you, come out one-handed riding, and let me tell you, that's aggressive right there for a little young kid. He doesn't look like he's more than, 3 or 4 years old. 80 points for Caleb Stewart. Looks like he is going to be the winner for the sheep riding. Well, how about that? That's a great way to start things off. Now, this goes on all summer long, rodeo fans. These guys come down here. These young kids are down here getting the opportunity to compete at a real event with real live bull riders, you know, and get a taste of what it's like to be out here at these rodeos. This is where it all begins. This is the start. Now, I do believe we're going to work our way on down to the calves. They're working their way into Buck and Shoots right now, and we've got some good young calf riders. I mean, you're going to see some names. Last names of Blythe, Stewart. You know, these guys have come up out of California, and they've got bigger brothers. They've got daddies that have rodeoed around here for a very long time. While we have a chance, we want to thank some of the sponsors down here today at the Rafter K Ranch Arena. We've got Teague Buck and Bull, Salem National Trucking, and Knox Realty down here with us today. We want to thank them for all their support for the Rafter K Arena rodeo that they have going on. Now, this is the beginning of the season. This starts off the 2010 season, so this is the first event. It is a buckle series that will continue every Thursday night. We're going to try to work and get up here as much as we can, rodeo fans. I've got to tell you, it's just one of those deals. I mean, North Carolina just feels like home. It really does. We've got a great sunset on the hills. We've got bulls in the pastures. We've got cars parked out here on the other side, and we've got a great little rodeo arena sitting right here in the middle of it all. All right, here we go with our first calf rider. Here we go, coming out of the Teague Bucking Bulls. Hang on, cowboy, brothers, bucking right down the other end of the arena. Oh, right up against the fence. Bullfighters jump in there and help get him up. All right, that was a good, they're going to say he was brought down just shy of the 6-second whistle. Not sure who the cowboy was. Looks like Baylor Stewart might have been that one. Bull kind of come out, turn right back into the fence there, and just kind of rake him off. So, unfortunately for him, it's going to be a short night, but that's all right. He can do it again next week. We'll see him back out here Thursday, I am sure. Bullfighters did a good job because the calf rider actually got hung up there just a little bit. So he did a good job, took a little shot himself, got run over, but it's not like those 2,000-pound bulls that they're going to have to go up against next. All right, here we go. Hopefully we get Luke down here to give us our next rider.
Where's that? He's pulling in.
All right. Looks like they're working down to our Teague Bucking Bull shoot. Looks like he's got Dad down there to help him out.
You want to do it.
All right. Well, we're waiting on Matt Merritt here to give us the word on who the this little calf rider is. He's gonna spend more time out there entertaining the crowd. Let me tell you, we've got a packed house here tonight. One of the best arena setups that I've seen in a long time. All right. Okay, here we go. Tom Teague bucking bulls. This cowboy is getting it. Oh, that bull come out just turning back, and let me tell you, he was on it. Looks like the judges are going to give this young calf rider a no score as well. Man, I'll tell you what, it's tough luck, but he had himself a ranked little bull and was able to stay up over front of him. When the bull cut back, not able to stay with him, just kind of pulled him back on his pockets. Pulled him right out of the that seat that he wants to be sitting so well in. So that's all right. He's got next week to come back and give it another shot. Tell you what, these young cowboys down here with these calves are really impressive down here. You don't see a whole lot of this down here in the southeast, but these guys got a lot of try. All right, we've got, looks like, one more calf rider. They've got this one loaded up in the bucking chutes now. All right. Seth Green is going to be the Seth Ring. Oh. Baylor Stewart is going to be the next cowboy coming out of the Knox Realty Bucking Chute. Now, Rodeo fans, I want to let you know what's going to be coming up here. We've got some bulls that are down here from the PBR. We've got guys that have been riding the PBR this year. We've got guys that have been riding the PBR, made it to PBR finals a couple years ago. We've got Team Making Eight down here. We've got some great action, Rodeo fans. Y'all are not going to want to miss this bull ride. Here we go. Knox Realty Bucking Chute. Little Stewart's going to come out to the right, kind of hop, skipping around. Oh, up underneath him. He's able to get up all right. Good job for the bullfighters to kind of pull that steer off of him. Tell you what, no qualified rides in the calf ride, but that's all right. That was a little belly rolling calf, kind of come out, did several different belly rolls. Calf rider able to stay with him, little Baylor Stewart. But he tell you what, he tips his hat, pulls his helmet off, walks off. He says, you know what, I'll be back here next week, do it again. Oh, Matt Merritt getting entertained just a little bit. Got himself one of those little calves. Won't leave the arena. Might just think he's one of them Mexican bullfighters out there. I don't think so, really. All right. We got the man with the horse coming out here. Going to rope him. Get that calf back there behind the bucking chute so we can roll this thing on. Now, we're not going to let on just exactly who we have coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about them as we get down there and get ready for them. But, Rodeo fans, just looking down this list, we have got some top-ranked bull riders here, and we have got some of the best bulls that you're going to see ever around the southeast. I mean, these bulls here traveled all over with Tom Teague, so we look forward to seeing a lot of this in the near future coming up. We've also want to let you all know that we are going to be in Eustis, Florida, covering Seabra Live once again with Eugene Carter and Renegade Rodeo Company, putting on another bull ride down there Saturday afternoon. Show's going to start at 4 p.m., so y'all can tune in. Here we go with our steer rider, Teague Bucking Bull Chute. Stay with him, cowboy. Oh, all right. He's going to be brought down early of the whistle. That steer come around, turn back. All right. Now, this young little steer rider just moved up. We're getting word from Luke. Just moved up from the calves to the steers. Good opportunity for this guy to get out there and get a little taste of it. Going to be brought down short of the 8-second whistle, but that's all right. He had a lot of try right there. All right. Justin Adams is going to be the next one. Justin Adams. We're going to move right up into the junior bulls. He's going to be on a bull they bring at 771. Now, what you're going to see is these bulls are young. these things are only about 3 years old, and you're going to see a lot of these bulls work their way up just along with these junior bull riders. Next couple of years, you can definitely expect to see some of Tom Teague's finest right here that are bucking in the junior bulls. You'll see them move up into the senior bulls with the Zebra, as well as things like the PBR, PRCA. So, it's a good opportunity for these guys to really get a taste. He's going to be coming out of the Tom Teague bucking bull shoot. Dustin Adams, there we go. The bull they bring is 771. Let's get it done there, cowboy. All right, here he goes. Out to the left real hard. Bull's kind of back around to the right. Stay with him, cowboy. All the way across the arena. Oh, not sure what the judges are going to say. Now, doesn't look like he's going to have a time. Man, oh, man, tell you what, that bull was just getting it. What a shame, what a shame. That's all right, though. He's got next week to turn around and get it done. They've got a whole summer. Now, they are going to be bucking bulls out here all summer long. This is more of a summer series for these guys. Let these young bull riders, calf riders, and steer riders get out here and get a chance to really get a good taste of it, get some good experience weekly. Every Thursday night, they will be down here at the Raptor K Arena, located in Statesville, Florida. Or Statesville, North Carolina. I tell you what, get my Floridas and North Carolinas mixed up here. You know, we left this morning, we're still in Florida. I can't get it right. All right. Here we go to the Salem National Lease Bucking Shoot. Kristen Jones is gonna be the cowboy, working his way down on top of that bull right there. He's gonna be on a bull they call Spot. Now with these junior bulls, they will have to ride 8 seconds, so you can definitely look to see these guys really try to get it on with these things. This bull here is a veteran junior bull you're gonna see down here. He's actually coming back for another year. Going to try to beef him up just a little bit before they move him on to some of the seniors. All right, here we go. Getting ready to go. Coming out of the Salem National Lease Bucking Shoot. Bull's going to be coming out to the right. All right, all right. Here we go, cowboy. Get it on your mind. Looks like he's getting everything situated just right, getting up on that rope. He's hunkered down. Let's go, cowboy. Bring him out. There he goes. Bull's out to the right now. Hard step back around to the left, round to the right now. Oh, yeah, down the arena. He's got himself a seat on it. Pay him off. Here we go, Christopher Jones. That's going to be the first qualified ride, and he made it look like another day at the office. Got to tell you, that's going to be a pretty good little score, too. A bull come out to the right, back around to the left. Then he, before he made his way down the bucking chute or around the arena, tell you what, as soon as that bull kind of flattened out, he had a seat on him that you just, I mean, it looked textbook perfect. 80 points for Christopher Jones. So it's a good way to start things off for that cowboy. All right, moving on. Here we go. It looks like we're going to move on down to the Knox Realty Bucking Shoot. Looks like Cowboys down there getting things set up. I want to say it's going to be Eli Miller, but we're going to wait on Luke to give us the official word on that. Seth Ring is going to be the next cowboy. Now, this is going to work back down to the steer rod. You'll be able to steer. They bring in 14. All right. Here we go. Get it on your mind, cowboy. Let's see what you made of right here. Looks like we're going to have to get Matt Mayer down here to kind of wake things up. Here we go, Seth. Gate man is ready to go. All right. Come on, cowboy. Don't waste too much time in that bucking shoot now. Trying to get everything just right. You know, it makes it hard for these young kids. And, of course, you got dads up there trying to help them out. All right, he's up on that rope now. Bullfighters are stepping back, ready for him. Here we go, Seth. That's right. Here he comes out to the right, back around to the left, and let me tell you, made a nice little corner on him. Oh, stay with him. Oh, it's going to be close. Not sure if it's going to be enough. Oh, we got a thumbs up. We got a thumbs up for Seth Brink. Seth getting it on out there. He's got his helmet off. Celebrating. Let me say, that bull made a hard corner, and when he did, Seth stuck with him. Way to go, Seth. Great job. Waiting for the scores to come in. 85 points for Seth Ring. That's going to be the highest mark of the night so far. Let me tell you, that corner, when they come around, just unbelievable. Now, With these judges, I would expect to see some 90-point rides later on. All right. They're actually making an introduction to our judges for the night. And you know what? We want to make mention to them, too. Ricky Green and Tim Woodleaf are going to be our judges here for the night. From the sound of it, these guys are pretty experienced. Now, it looks like they're working their way on down to the Salem National Buck and Bull Shoot. Or Salem National Leasing Buck and Shoot. All right, bullfighter stepping back. Our next cowboy's ready to go, getting up on his rope. All right, here we go with this next cowboy out to the right. Eli Miller, stay with him. Oh, sitting up, brought back just a little bit there towards the end. Going to be brought down early. Now, this is a pretty tall-looking cowboy. And you know what? It can actually hurt you. Didn't have his legs tucked back just enough, or wasn't digging him forward up there by his rope. And when he did, you know, his feet kind of come out, rocked him back on his pockets. And, well, you guys can tell the rest of the story. He's going to rock right off the back end of him and be brought down short of the 8-second whistle. No score for Eli Miller. Great try, though, for that cowboy. Was on the bull they brand 671. All right. Well, that's going to do it for our junior riders. These are going to be the kid events that are going on. Now, it's time to step down and take a break, rodeo fans. Let me tell you, we're going to step back out of the way here. Get ready for some bull riding action. We got three different sections coming up of 10 riders apiece. Y'all do not want to miss this action. Let me tell you, rodeo fans, go fill your water bottles. Get ready for some great bull riding action with the Southern Extreme Bull Riding Association right here on MakingA.com. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to MakingA.com. Be there or be square.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
All right, here we go with T Buck and Bull Buck and Shoot, our first cowboy.
We got a lot of power,
small. All right, here we go. Kind of waiting to see who the cowboy is. All right. Logan Hefner is going to be the cowboy. We have a Bull Bay brand 6395 from Tom T. We'll be coming out of the T Buck and Bull Shoot. It's going to be a left-handed delivery. Now, just to let you all know, what's going to happen is each one's going to be scored by two judges with a possible score of 50 from each judge, 25 to the bull, 25 to the rider, for a total combined score of 100 points. Oh, bull's kind of hanging out in the shoot. Come on, Bo, get on out of there. Oh, there he goes, kind of running right off into the back end of the bucking, the shoot gate right there. Kind of run him off. Not sure it's going to be enough for a re-ride or not. Yeah, it looks like they're going to push for it right here. Now, see what happened there was the bull kind of come out, stayed in there, never gave the bull rider an opportunity to set up, and then he warded him. He ran him straight down the gate, which never gave the bull, kind of raked the bull rider right off of him, never gave him a shot to square up and actually have a ride. So they did give him a re-ride option. All right. Moving on. Let's see who we got coming down out of the Salem National Lease bucking bull shoot. Looks like Luke Kaufman's giving us a little promo out here. Want to thank them as well as Zebra. All right. Here we go with our next cowboy out to the right. Oh, hang on, cowboy. Got a broad back hanging on to the end of his rope. Not going to happen. Chris Gibson was the cowboy. Going to be a no score. Brought down early. All right. Tell you what, his feet come out, was actually just holding on to the rope on the side of the bull, not able to quite make that whistle. All right, here we go. Bull's making his exit now. All right, here we go. Tell you what, this is exciting down here. Fans are excited about it. The energy down here is just something that we don't see when we get down that far down south down here in Florida. All right, Josh Faircloth is going to be a Built Ford Tough Series rider. Was able to make his debut this year. We've seen him on TV. Josh Faircloth from Randleman, North Carolina. It's going to be coming out of the Knox Realty Bucking Shoot. He's going to be coming out to the right. We're going to see what Josh can do right here on this bull. They bring him 64-17. It's going to be a little four-year-old bull, Tom T. All right, Josh. This guy knows how to get it done right here in North Carolina. Bull's out to the right now. Kind of stole a step. There he goes. Now he's just getting it on. Back around to the left. Josh staying with him. Bull kind of stutter-stepping out there a little bit. Not sure what the score is going to be for him coming in, but his qualified ride definitely made the whistle. Bull kind of did a lot of stutter-stepping out there, a little black and white bull. Went around both ways, bucked real hard, but it took him a few seconds just to get started. Ryder made a really good ride. I'm just not real sure what the bull score is going to be. 80 points for Josh Faircloth. Way to get things started down here. Bull never really left outside the bucking shoot. Just kind of went back both ways, did a lot of stutter stepping on him. But that did allow Josh able to kind of catch up, stay with his timing. You know, some bull riders can adjust to that real good. Some other riders cannot, so it makes it real difficult. All right, bucking bulls, shoot number two. Knoxville, North Carolina, Justin Watson. Now, I was talking with Matt Merritt earlier today. He was telling me that there is no kid, no bull rider out there that's going to try harder than this guy right here. Here we go, Justin Watson out to the left, back around to the right. Stay with him, cowboy, stay with him. Up against the bucking chutes. Oh, going to kind of rake him off. Bull kind of got him a little out of shape there on the left-hand side. Brought him around. Right around back where he didn't want to be, and that was back at them bucking chutes. And when he did, Dustin found the spot and hit the ground. Going to be a no score for him this weekend. But I'll tell you what, that kid did have a lot of try. There's a lot of try with that one there. All right, going to move down to the Teague bucking bull shoot.
Did you see what happened? Did you see the ball carrier there trying to hang it down?
I did. All right.
Hang it down for the
hit his head. Looks like next cowboy's getting his rope ready to go.
This little guy, this nigga goes up, he can do a wheelie on a unicycle.
waiting on this next cowboy to get things going there in the bucket shoot. He's got his partner up there pulling his rope for him. That's what these guys have to hold on to. They've got their rope. They've got that glove to slide that hand in that rope. They've got a pair of spurs and a whole lot of determination with these bulls. Justin Wood. All right, here he goes. Out to the left. Oh, bull's out real high. All fours off the ground. I'm going to tell you what, rodeo fans, hey, no shame in getting bucked off a bull like that. I'll tell you what, he just about flipped over backwards still. I mean, he is getting. That was a bull they ran 72-32, and you can guarantee to see that bull later on down the road. Wow. What an impressive deal. That bull come out all fours off the ground right there at the buck and shoot. Turned back both ways. Didn't give Justin an opportunity to set up at all. Then dug his nose in the ground and about flipped over backwards with it. So I'll tell you what, it's going to make short night for Justin Wood. But we should see that cowboy down here in the near future. All right, here we go with the next cowboy. All right. Looks like they're moving on down to the Salem National Lease, buck and shoot. All right. We're going to the Terryville, North Carolina. They call him Alex Jenks. Now, this guy right here won the second go in the finals in the Zebra Association. Unfortunately, broke his leg. So he's making a comeback right here. They're saying this guy is on fire, ready to get it done, ready to get back in the action. This guy did win a round in the Zebra Finals, so we're going to see if that can stick with him. He's on a bull they bring, 62-41. Another one from Tom T. Going to be a right-handed delivery bull. All right, Alex, get it on your mind, cowboy. The broken leg can hurt a cowboy if they don't rehabilitate it, you know, good enough, well enough. You know, he's going to have to worry about sticking that leg back down and getting it locked in there with his spurs. All right, here he goes. Pulls out to the right. Real hard. Back around now. Stay with him, Alex. You got him. Oh, get back up. Yes, sir. He's got himself. Oh, man. Tell you what. That bull come around to the right. Real nice rhythm. Oh, man, they're gonna time him at 7.8. But tell you what, that bull come back around, and when he did, he came right back out towards the out alley. And when he swung it around the corner, Alex just looked over his shoulder and jumped off. Man, what a shame. 0.2 seconds early, but that's all right. He'll be back at it. Had himself a nice ride going up until that point, but unfortunately, you know, 7.8 is not going to get you in the money. All right, looks like we got a pause here. Looks like we got one more rider loaded up down here. Going to be coming out of the Cody Christopher's going to be the cowboy. Now, this guy has made it to the national circuit finals here in the Northeast. Cody Christopher. Here we go. Coming out of the Knox Realty Bucket Shoot on a Bullway Brand 610. Here he goes. They're getting him looking. Here we go. Oh, out to the right. Oh, dug real hard to the left. Stay with him. Bull's spinning around in circles, digging a hole. Oh, just blew him out of his rope. Get up, get up. Bullfighter step in there and get him out all right. Man, I'll tell you what, that's tough luck. Just flat blew him out of the rope. Bull was actually digging himself a hole, spinning so hard in one spot the way he was. And when he got launched, Bull was still spinning, turned around right in front of him, straightened out, and ran him right over. But the bullfighters did a good job keeping the attention off of him. So that's going to be it for Cody Stevens there. Make short work of him tonight, but he'll be back at it, there's no doubt. Looking real good on him when that bull was making those corners right there. All right. Josh Fairclough is going to be the leader right now with the first session.
Looks like we're going to take a little pause and go around that kitchen. We're going to have a little fun.
All right. They're going to turn things over to the kids now for our intermission. Rodeo fans, want to thank you all for tuning in right here to Seabra Live. This is their debut deal. We're going to be back at it this weekend. We're also going to be in Eustis, Florida on Saturday. Show's going to start at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're covering a lot of Seabra action here these next couple of weeks, and we're proud to be doing it. You know, this action right here is something that is really aggressive. These guys know how to put on some great events and really have been hospitable to Macon 8 and what we're doing up here in North Carolina for them. So great opportunity for Macon 8 and Seabra to be working together. I want to thank them for that. Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We're going to play some more tunes. Y'all are listening to Seabra Live on Macon8.com.
We will play the magic word.
This is Brian Corson, and you're listening to Macon8.com.
Welcome back, Rodeo fans. That's right. We're here in Statesville, North Carolina with the Raptor K Rodeo Arena. Let me tell you, this is the Southern Extreme Bull Riding Association going on down here in a big way. The Raptor K Ranch Rodeo has started off their 2010 season right here tonight. They're kicking things off in a big way. I'm going to tell you, they've got Teague Bucking Bulls down here, and they're putting on one heck of a good show. We've got some great riders in store. Now, right now, we have already had our first session of bull riders in the competition down here tonight. Josh Fairclough, a cowboy that was able to make his Built Ford Tough Series debut this year from Randleman, North Carolina, was here, scores 80 points on the bull, the only qualified rod we have right here in the first section, but we've got two more sections to go. They are right now in the middle of their intermission, rodeo fans. Y'all take yours. Go get yourself something to eat. Get right back there in front of the computer on making8.com. You're listening to the Seber Live right here. Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Alan Pippen, and I'm hanging out here in Las Vegas with Making 8.
Win the round. when that brindle comes around, you better got your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg and spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain. Know it's been a long, hard road. You're fighting here because you're going broke. With your head held way down low. Hit up your buddy at the rodeo. Now you pick your chin up off the ground. Said, boy, you better listen to me now. You know you wanna win the round. But when that brindle comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg of spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain, yeah. City lights and Las Vegas night. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. Just a friendly talk, father and son. Said, son, I know that you're number one. But you know it's like I always said. Just right before you nod your head. You know you wanna win the round. So when that brindle comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg of spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain. Yeah.
Look at me and tell me, baby, that you wanna go. Because my feet were made for traveling. I got the highway in my soul. But the bad part about the drifting, all the nights you spend alone. And I could show you your company when the nights get long. Yeah, those nights, they get long. I'm cause this train's leaving Alabama, headed north through Tennessee. We can head out to the Carolinas and drive up the coast, or go out west to Salinas, California, watch Ross Hill win a rodeo. Watch old Ross win a rodeo.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right. Statesville, North Carolina is where it's at, right here at the Rafter K Arena. We're here with the Southern Extreme Bull Riding Association. Let me tell you, these guys know how to put on some rodeos. We are just underway down here. We've had our first session. Right now, Josh Faircloth is our leader, one of the cowboys that made it, was able to make a Built for Tough Series debut this year. So they, he has been in, up there on the Built for Tough Series. We've got some cowboys coming up there that have been up there for some time. They've been back and forth. We've got some veteran guys down here. We've got some guys that are Seabird champions, so these guys down here are looking for some money. Now, this is a weekly event that's going on down here every Thursday night in Statesville, North Carolina. And let me tell you, as the sun sets over these rolling hills, you gotta love it. I'm telling you, we are happy to be here. The weather is great. Great night for some bull riding action right here. So, rodeo fans, we are just moments away from getting under getting started with the second session down here. Like I said, Josh Faircloth is the leader with a score of 80. Had himself a really good bull. Was able to sit up and make a good ride. So we got some guys down here. We also have Team Making 8 down here. And I want to let y'all know that we've got some riders down here that are going to be doing some pretty special things here coming up. We're going to get out here and visit with some good friends of ours, some good rodeo friends that haven't been able to rodeo here lately. Kind of stop by, pick them up, talk some rodeo, have some fun tomorrow afternoon. Now, we're going to fill you, all of y'all in on the details when we're back on the ranch next week. But let me tell you, we got some special things in store for the Cowboys, Team Making 8, as well as some other Cowboys from right up here in North Carolina. So we're going to be hitting that up here tomorrow. But then, of course, Saturday we'll be back down in Florida, Eustis, Florida, with the Renegade Rodeo Company. And we're going to bring some action. Now, they got John Anderson and Colt Ford down there. Show's going to start at 4 p.m. You're not going to want to miss that rodeo either. Let me tell you, Eugene knows how to put on a great event. We had the opportunity to cover his deal last year, and it is on making8.com, so you can always go back and fill them in. We were live at his ranch down there in Chiefland, Florida, however. So, yeah, it's just one of those deals. These guys are getting out, making some rodeos happen across the U.S. Now, it's up to you, the fans, to get out there and fill these seats. And that's what's real important to keep these rodeos going on. I want to thank all the fans that are down here tonight. They've got a packed house. A lot of good kids down here. Great way to spend a Thursday night. Now, summer is right around the corner. You're going to see a lot more of them out here. This is an opportunity for these kids to get out here and do some great rodeo action. And it gives these guys some great rodeo action support before they go out and hit the road on Fridays and Saturday nights. So here we go. Luke Kaufman's bringing it back to us. Looks like we're getting ready to go with our first cowboy. Coming out, Teague Bucking Bull Shoot. All right. Looks like Cole Ivey's going to be the next Cowboy. Now, this guy has been a bullfighter. He does a great job with freestyle bullfighting, from what I understand. And now Ross Hill actually knows this guy. One of the guys that you'll see on Making Eight in the Back on the Ranch show of the Ross Hill Hour. We got the freestyle bullfighter himself bringing it to you. But we've got Cody Ivey down here actually getting down here on these bulls. Oh, I stand corrected. We're actually down here in the exhibition. Rodeo fans, that's what it is, man. You know, this is the name of the game. Cole Trivet is going to be in here, and he's actually an exhibition rider. We'll see what he can do. Now, he may be coming off an injury and just not able to really compete with the Seabird Hills. Not real sure what his history is down here with these guys, but this is their amateur levels right here. He's coming out here just to get on and see what he can do. Tell you what, that opens up a lot of eyes, you know. It makes me kind of do some thinking. Now, if they got this amateur deal down here, it might not be a bad idea to come down and get on some Tom Teague bulls and get back at it. But, hey, we'll just have to see how it rolls. We can line things up, start getting down here doing more of these broadcasts. We might just have an opportunity to do that. And I will apologize, rodeo fans. You know, we're hoping to have a co-host here for tonight. Unfortunately, you know, he has some things going on and was not able to make it down. You know, really, really good guy. We actually talked to him in Taylor, Texas. He was our co-host for the short round in Taylor, Texas. And, you know, he's back here. Jay Blanard was going to be down here with us. Want to wish him well. He's not doing so well, recovering from some facial surgery. So not able to make it down here with us. Here we go with our exhibition rider, Coy Trivet. Stay with him, Cowboy. Just sitting up real nice. Got himself a seat. Oh, bull makes a corner. Brings him down right at the whistle. It's going to be close. Oh, they're going to say he was brought down just short. 7.5 seconds for that Cowboy. Cole Trivet. Tough luck for that Cowboy, but I'll tell you what, he had himself a nice little ride coming out of there. It looks like they're going to move down to buck and shoot number two. All right. Like I said, these are guys that may be coming off an injury or maybe guys just getting started, wanting that experience. You know, it makes it kind of hard because, you know, with the junior bull riders, they might be a little bit, you know, believe the age limit is up to 18 years old for that. Once you get over 18, you're going to have to move into the higher ranks. That was where I was, actually, when I started bucking bulls and did a lot of these exhibitions or these amateur events. It's a good way to get some good practice and get the feel of it. Okay, here we go with our first Cowboy that had a re-ride earlier tonight. Here we go. Stay with him, Cowboy. Oh, going to be brought over the front end. Get up. There you go. Bull kind of spun around to the right. Was looking at him. Bullfighters did a fantastic job. Now the bull's chasing the horse around the arena. Bullfighters have to step in there and kind of save that as well. Tell you what, that bull was kind of hungry for something. Now he's coming back after the bullfighters. They're up on the fence. Now he is just not real friendly at all. There he goes, back to the horse. Easy now. That was Logan Hefner that had had a reride option. He's going to be brought down short of the whistle. He was our first Cowboy out in the first session of the bull ride. Great job for that horse though, and that horseman for getting out of that way. I tell you what, that could have been a bad scene right there, but that Cowboy knows how to do it. All right, here we go. From Archdale, North Carolina. J.C. Navarro is going to be the Cowboy. He's been on the Bill Ford Test Series all season long. Took some injuries. And he's working his way back right here on a Thursday night. 6389 is the bull. He's going to be coming out of the Salem National Lease Buck and Shoot. Now this bull is going to be coming out to the right. We're going to see what JC can do. Now, I had the opportunity to watch him a few times this year. And let me tell you, this guy is sticky. He knows how to get the job done. All right. Stay with him, JC. Let's see what you got. Now, J.C. decided he was going to move up here in North Carolina for one big reason, because the bulls are here. All right. Looks like he's a left-handed bull rider. He's up on his rope. 80 points is what he needs to tie first place. Here he goes, out to the left, and I mean right there. He's off on the side, going to be brought down early. Man, oh, man, I'm going to tell you what. That bull spun around in the bucking chutes before he even had an opportunity to open up. Never stepped out right there. That little bull was fast. Spun him around. You know, once the bull starts spinning, you got two ways you can go. If you're not sitting right on top of the middle of him, and that's going to be over to the left or over to the right. Now, he got away from him. And when you get on the outside of that bull, it's really hard to kind of drive back and stay with him with a bull that fast. He's not able to do it. Going to be brought down short. It's going to be a tough night for JC, but that's all right. We look to see this guy get back there at it. All right. We got a couple more cowboys down here getting ready to go. Bull didn't have a whole lot of drop kick to him, didn't have a lot of buck to him, but had a whole lot of spin. Let me tell you, that was fast. And if your timing is not right, it's going to hurt you. Looks like they're going to move down to buck and shoot number two right now. Just so you know, down here at the Raptor K Arena, they are looking for some sponsors, and they have some great ones here. Great opportunity to get your name out here, right here at the Raptor K Ranch Arena. And you don't want to miss that opportunity in front of all these fans to get your name out here. All right, looks like they're turning a bull out right there. Not sure if that was just a re-rod bull or what the deal was with that one. All right. There we go with another Archdale, North Carolina, Chad Vandenberg. This guy's 18 years old. He is your current Sieber champion. This guy right here, we've had an opportunity to see him down south a little bit. This guy, Chad, knows how to get it done. He is one sticky cowboy. 18 years old, this cowboy is, and let me tell you, he is making the money. We will see him working up. Here he goes, out to the left. Oh, bull just kind of blew up. Now he's spinning real hard. Shutter steps, oh, right on top of him. Bullfighter step in there, get him out. He's a little shaken up. Bull kind of come down right on top of him. That's going to be a tough look, but he is up to the side of the arena. Chad Vandenberg is staying with him. I'll tell you what, most cowboys would probably buck off that bull. Bull come out, just flew up in the air, and then dropped into a real hard spin. And then when he did, he kind of blew back the other direction. There you go. The fans are paying him off right now. 18 years old, this guy knows how to get it done. We will see him back. There is no doubt about it. All right, they're moving back down to the teak bucking bull shoot. Oh, they are going to give him an option for a re-ride. So we're going to see Chad come back at it. Now, I'm not sure where it was. We'll have to check with the judges here in just a little bit, see if we can't find out where he got the reroute option. Don't know if he did hit himself. Well, he did not hit himself, but he did foul himself going down. The bull actually went down to the ground when he was spinning around. Newt McGentry is going to be the next cowboy. He's going to be on a bull they brand 6737. Going to be a left-handed delivery. Bull's going to be coming out to the left hand to start things off, but he is liable to change directions at any moment. The Cowboys going to have to be ready for him. Let's see what you got, Nate. Give it to us. Coming out of the teak bucking bull shoot. There he goes, nodding his head out to the left. Oh, real hard. I mean, he did not give Nate an opportunity to stay with that corner. There ain't no shame in getting bucked off that bull either. Let me tell you, Tom Teague has got some rank bulls, and that's just real impressive. Going to be a no score for Nate. All righty. Bull still hipping himself now, trying to get back there in the back pen. All right, now they're going to work things back down to the right-handed delivery buck and shoot. Salem National East buck and shoot is where we're going to right now. All right, rodeo fans, want to take this opportunity to thank all of y'all for tuning in, and we look forward to having you back with us Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we're bringing you all the action of Zebra Live. Just scroll on down on the Making8.com homepage, click on the Zebra Live button. You know, we're also going to have it on Making8 Live. It's going to be a double broadcast on both channels because we're working together with Zebra. We want you to have all the action right there. We've got a lot of things in store for our upcoming events, Rodeo fans. You're going to hear a lot of changes. We're going to upgrade our system. We're working on that to get that ready. We're also working on some video feeds. And hopefully Zebra will help support this and make it possible for us to get out here and start doing these coverages. All right, here we go with this next cowboy, 20 years old from Arcadia, Florida. Now, we actually just traveled up with this guy. He won, tied for second place with Brian Corson last week in Port Charlotte. We're talking about Johnny First. This is a great little cowboy. We're pulling for him right here just because we're riding back home with him. Here we go, Johnny, coming out of the Salem National Lease Buck and Shoot. Going to be on a bull break. They brand 71/4. Now, the bull's kind of squatting down the bucket chutes. He's got himself a wrap. I'm not sure if he's going to take it. All right. Here we go, Johnny. Stay with him now. Bull's kind of tossing him around just a little bit there, squatting down. See if Johnny's going to take him. He's got his hand in there. Just not sure if it's going to be enough. All right, here we go. Johnny First, come get it, cowboy.
2, 3.
All right, now he's going to have to re-pull, so it looks like they might end up moving on. They just cannot get that bull to stand up. You know, if he would have gone all the way down, I think Johnny would have taken him. But unfortunately, you know, when a bull just kind of squats down like he is in the bucking chute, just does not give him a fair opportunity to stay on his rope the way he needs to. Now, the bull's going to be coming out to the right. Johnny is a 20-year-old cowboy. He's more of a rookie, I guess you could say. But let me tell you, he does not ride like any rookie I've ever seen. This guy was down in Port Charlotte last week, tied Brian Corson in second place. We're proud to have him riding with Team Making 8 with us today. Now, he's got his wrap. He's not going to waste any time right here. He knows that he can't have too long. That bull's going to squat back down, and he sure enough did right there. All right, he's trying to get things just situated enough. I think he's going to take him the way he is right there. There he goes. All right, Johnny, let's see what you got now. Get it on your mind, cowboy. Bull stands up. All right, stay with him, Johnny. Stay with him. Up over the front of him. Oh, back changing direction. And just did not get Johnny the opportunity. It looks like he made an overcorrection there. Man, oh, man. He sure did. Had a nice little seat on him when he was around to the right. When that bull changed directions, just threw Johnny right over. That, you know, that momentum when you've got a bull running that fast, hard to stay up there and have that timing. It's going to be a no score for Johnny First. That's all right. We're going to ride home with him and get him back ready to go Saturday. Now, Saturday, I believe he's going to be down with the Southern States Bull Riding in Myakka City, so we're not going to have an opportunity to see him down there in Eustis. Cody Blanton's going to be the next cowboy coming up. Cody's going to be on the bull. They brand 6-16. Right now, Josh Faircloth is your leader with a score of 80 points. He's the only one with a qualified ride so far. We're over halfway in our second session, so well, we do have some cowboys that know how to get the job done. All right, Cody. Looks like he's getting everything together just right. Coming out of the Knox Realty Buck and Shoot. Gonna be another right-handed delivery. We're gonna see. All right. Looks like he's up. Bullfighter stepping back out of the way, getting ready for this bull to come on out. There he goes, out to the right. Stay with him. Oh, back around to the left now, throwing his head back around different directions. Oh, almost brought him down to the well. And Cody actually stepped out of that now. He was kind of bringing himself in and kind of getting sucked down. And when he did, Cody kind of stepped right off of him. You know, when your timing's off, you know, and that bull's moving just one step ahead of you, sometimes it looks like you actually just step right off that bull, and that's kind of what happened there with Cody. It's going to be a no score for Cody Blanton, but that's all right. That's one good-looking cowboy there. Looks like he can get the job done. All right, looks like we're going to move right on down here to our buck and shoot number two. Got the cowboy getting down right now. Archdale, North Carolina. Jeremiah Key is going to be the cowboy. Let me tell you, Archdale is where you're going to talk about a lot of the riders. Brian Cantor, you know, you got J.B. Mooney. All those guys are from right up there in this area. And you know what? There's a lot more to come watching a lot of these cowboys. Jeremiah Key will be on a Bull Bay brand 6406. It'll be a left-handed delivery bull coming out of bucket shoot number two. He's called for the gate. Out to the left, back around to the right now. Spinning real short, real hard. Oh, helicoptered him. And I'll tell you what, that was looked just like a helicopter. He was a propeller on top and just spun his feet right out, kind of laying on top of the bull. And when you get to that point, there is nothing you're going to do but fly. And sure enough, Jeremiah did. He took himself a little ride. He had himself a good seat, but I'll tell you, that bull was so fast. And as that ride progressed, that bull was getting faster. And sometimes when you just happens that way that bull will be a step ahead of you. And when he does, man, it is hard to make those corrections. That bull right there was probably about 1,200 pounds. And when he started spinning, it's just all, it's all speed right there. And you got to be fast to stay with them. They're going to make their way back on down to buck and shoot number one, Teague Buck and Bull Shoot. Looking to see who our next cowboy is going to be right here. All right. I got to tell you, it's been a real pleasure to sit down here with Matt Merritt and Luke Kaufman down here doing the announcing, and we got our barrel men out here doing a great job. All right. There we go with this cowboy out to the left. Looking real good. Back around to the right now. Bullard just sitting right square over him. Great little moves. Great corrections. And we've got another qualified ride. Oh, got stepped on there. Bullfighter step in, kind of get him out of the way.
What do you think about the man from the Keystone State?
All right.
Hey, I'm going to take one.
Looks like that cowboy is going to be Tyler Furr. Oh, Kyle Hannon, 84 points. Kyle Hannon, one of these younger cowboys from up north, was on a bull they call 63-62. And, we just had a lead change right there with that bull rod. Kyle had himself a nice seat. Never really made too bigger corrections on that bull. Bull just kind of sitting there spinning, both directions, changed directions midway. And, Kyle made some great moves, just real small moves to stay over center of that bull. And, never really gave up on that. So 84 was the score for Kyle Hannon. All right, we're moving right back down to the Teak fucking bull shoot. Another North Carolina cowboy. Tyler Furr is going to be the cowboy. Now, his brother is out here bullfighting for these guys. He's going to be on the Bull Bay brand 603, coming out of Teague fucking bull shoot. Another left-handed delivery. All right, here we go. Come on, Tyler. Got his brother right there in the arena to help him out. Now, I'll tell you what, that's a good feeling to get out there. But you know what? We're a family out here. We all have brothers and sisters working. Here we go. Tyler, stay with him. Bull kind of straight out, back around to the left. Oh, going to be brought down early. Bull kind of went down on the back end of him. When he did, kind of rock Tyler back. not able to stay up on his rope, and not going to be enough tonight for Tyler Furr. That looks like we're going to go down to our final bull rider in this second session. Talking about a bull rider they call Cole Ivy. Now, we started to talk about him early. I actually thought he was one of the cowboys coming out. Now, this guy is a freestyle bullfighter as well. This guy does both. He can work in the arena as a bullfighter, but he can also ride some bulls. We're going to see what he can do right now. Now, we got Ross Hill listening to our show, I believe. And, Ross, if you're tuning in, buddy, this is one of your guys out here, Cole Ivy. Go see what he's made of right now. Going to be coming out of buck and shoot number two. He's on a Boulevard brand 6247. Cole Ivy's from Georgia. All right. Not only is he a top round bull rider, he is one of the top bull fighters you've ever seen up and down the road. He can ride. Here we go with Cole Ivy up on his rope, nodding his head. Bull kind of stepping back and forth inside the buck and shoot. Looks like they're going to try to get him. Oh, he's coming out backwards. They pulled him off. Good job for the guys. You know, Bull kind of was up and down right there in the buck and shoots when that gate was open. He never made a move to the outside. They couldn't get him looking. So what happened was the bull started stepping out backwards. The gate men were trying to close the gate on him. And about that time, Cole was able to get off. His buddies kind of helping him pull him back over the buck and shoot so he didn't get hurt, you know. And I'll tell you what, when that bull launches back facing that buck and shoot, when he backs out, that's where you're going to get hurt because he has the opportunity to throw the cowboy off into the buck and shoot. And when he does that, there's nothing nobody can do to get to him. So, you know, we're going to see Cole Ivy back here. We got two reride options in our second section. And we've also got a score of 84 points as our new leader. We've only got two qualified rides. We got Kyle Hannon and Josh Faircloth. We're going to see what this third session can do, as well as our re-ride bulls there in the second session. Rodeo fans, we're going to take one short break. Y'all stay tuned. Get a grip. I'm telling you, Seber Live is coming at you when we come back.
BJ Carter, and y'all are listening to Making8.com.
I was snapping out Bronx at the old Flying U at 40 a month of plum good buckaroo. Well, the boss comes around and he says, "Hey, my lad, well, you look pretty good riding horses that's bad. You see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break, but I'll buy you a ticket and I'll give you a stake. It riding them baddens, well, you ain't so slow, and you might do some good at the big rodeo." While they're putting the bull in the chute, I'm strapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, well, he's a foot and a half in between his two eyes. On top of his shoulders, he's got a big hump. I cinches my rigging just back of that lump. I lights in his middle and I lets out a scream. He comes out with a better and the rest is a dream. Well, he jumps to the left and he lands towards the right. But I ain't no greenhorn, I'm still sitting tight. Dust starts to fogging right out of his skin. He's waving them horns right under my chin. That sun in his belly, he couldn't be beat. He's a showing the buzzards the soles of his feet. He's a dipping so low that my boots fill with dirt. He's a making a whip of the tail of my shirt. He's a snapping the buttons right off of my clothes. He's a bucking and a bawling and a blow in his nose. The crowd starts to cheer him on me and that bull. Well, he needed no help. Well, I had my hands full. Then he goes to fence rowing and weaving behind. My head went popping, I sort of went blind. He starts in high diving, I lets out a groan. Do we together, buddy, come back alone. Up high I turns over and below I can see he's a-pawing up dirt just a-waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood saying, here lies a twister who thought he was good. I know this is something don't seem can be true, but the brand on his hip was a big flying U. When I landed he charged, but I got enough sense to outrun that old bull to a hole in the fence. I dives through that hole.
Dead man walking.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, it's go time. This is the third and final section of the evening. Let me tell you, here we go. Carlos Garcia is going to be the first cowboy out right now. He's on a Bull Bay brand, 64-23. Going to be coming out of the left-handed delivery. He's a 2008 reserve champion. So you know what? Some of these guys don't take credit for second place. They do right here at the Southern Extreme Bull Riding Association. He's the 2008 reserve champion here. Carlos Garcia is the cowboy. Let me tell you, this is go time. We have got some great riders coming up right here. All right, here we go. Here goes Carlos, round to the left now. Oh, and I'm telling you what, just didn't have a chance. Bullfighter step in there, get him out of the way. All right, just ripped him right out of his rope. Bull spinning real hard. Miles Jones is that bullfighter. Let me tell you, did a good job staying right in front of him, right in between Carlos and that bull. All right, gonna be no score. Tell you what, you know, these cowboys have to tough it out with injuries and everything else. I'll tell you what, that bull just come back over there. Carlos is sitting up on the fence because he didn't want any business of him in the arena. And that bull come around and just kind of kicked at him and bucked him right off. Yeah, that's kind of disappointing. Carlos got bucked off twice. Tell you what, that bull just has something for him there because he's looking right back at him. Carlos trying to get back in there so he can get his rope and get on out of the arena, but that bull's having none of it. Well, we got our man on the horse out here working at getting him out of here. There we go. All right, we got that bull out of the arena now. I'm going to ask somebody who wants to be the first to do that. Now, rodeo fans, these guys out here in the third section are going to be on some rank bulls. This is where these bulls are kind of stepping up a little bit. We've talked about some of these bulls that you're going to see at the Wrangler or at the PBR finals in Las Vegas. Some of these bulls have been hauled out here. They're back here just kind of resting up a little bit, but tell you what, they're not taking much of a break either. All right. Here we go out of the T Bucking Bulls. We've got a Statesville, North Carolina cowboy. Ethan Lawless is going to be the cowboy. 20 years old. He's also been in the PBR. He was a winner last weekend down there at the Southern Extreme Bull Riders. He's going to be on a Bull Bay brand, 67-24. Now, all these guys here, this is going to be a one-ride deal. That's all the opportunity they're going to have. They will have no short round here tonight. Bull kind of jumping around in the chute, giving Ethan just a little hard time. He's not letting him rattle around a little bit, though. 20-year-old cowboy. Here we go. Taking his route. Going to be coming out of the Teague Bucking Bull shoot. Left-handed delivery. Here we go, Ethan. Taking his rap right now, wasting no time. Now, this may be, it's a little 4-year-old bull. All right. Statesville, North Carolina is where he calls home. Bulls out to the left. Stay with him, Ethan. Oh, timing's a little off. Get it back together. Bull kind of camping out on a bullfighter stepping in there. Good job, Ethan, able to get back in the buck and shoot. That bull, let me tell you, this has got to be something like a short round here. Oh, they're going to say 7.7 seconds, but tell you what, that was a whole different caliber of bull right there. That bull rider had great timing, stayed with him, and that surely would have been his first round, would have been a first place right there had he been able to make that 0.3 of a second. Tough night for Ethan to walk out of there, but no shame in getting bucked off a bull that fast that stayed right there in the bucking chute and dropped his nose and was just getting on it. All right, we got a bull trying to climb out the bucking chute here. All right, these guys out here, bullfighters, doing a fantastic job tonight. We're talking about, we got our bullfighters, Christopher Furr and Miles Jones out here. They have done a fantastic job tonight. Can't give them enough credit for the job that they're doing. Oh, man, oh, man. Tell you what. Looks like they are going to work down here to one of the guys that I might know just a little bit. That's right. He trailered up with us, part of Team Making Eight, one of the seasoned veterans. Looks like he's getting things together right now, coming out of the Knox Realty Buck and Shoot. Now, I got to tell you a little bit about this guy. From Winter Haven, Florida, 36-year-old Brian Corson. Now, in 2005, he was on the PBR Tour. He is looking to make his way back. He has never given up hope that he was going to be back. We saw him in 05 at the PBR Finals. Unfortunately, with a broken wrist, he was not able, or a broken ankle, he was not able to compete at the finals. He is going to be on the bull. They brand 25/5 flip side. This bull right here is ranked. Little black bull. We've seen him buck on the Bill Ford Tough Series. Tom Teague has hauled this bull around. Brian getting things together right now. Now, Brian is serious when it comes to these bull rides, and he wants nothing but the best. Right now, he's going to have himself a chance at it. Part of Team Making Eight right here. Luke Kaufman is calling it right now. All right, here we go. Brian taking his rap right now. Coming out of Knox Realty Buck and Shoot. Now, Brian will waste no time. You bet on that. Here we go, Brian. Let's get it on now, cowboy. Brian can make some rides. Let's get it, cowboy. That's right, I'm pulling for him. We're riding back with him, so we're hoping he can get himself in there. He's got a bull down there just not quite giving him what he wants, trying to get readjusted. Looks like he had to pull himself off there. He's going to have to take a reroute. This is going to be good right here. We've got one of the rankest bulls here tonight. Flip side. Now, this bull will be in the short round in most places you're going to see, including the PBR. Brian Corson is taking him right here. He will earn a check. Here he comes out to the right. Stay with him, Brian. Get up on that rope. Stay with him, Brian. Here you go, cowboy. Oh, hung up. Get out of there. Get out of there. All right, Brian, up and out. Going to be brought down short of the 8-second whistle. Let me tell you, the bullfighters did a fantastic job. Brian got hung up right there. But I'll tell you what, there is no shame. Shaking hands with the bullfighters right now. Tell you what, there is no shame in that right there. Brian Corson giving it his all on a bull that rank. All right. Now, I'll tell you what, that was turning into one great bull ride, too. Brian was just sticking it to him. Not quite sure what happened to him. He's not going to want to talk about it for some time. I can guarantee it. Got hung up there when he got off against his hand. Bull rope kind of rolls over, and when it doesn't give the cowboy an opportunity. All right, Cody Walton's going to be the next cowboy they're coming out with. Another cowboy that they say has nothing but try. His brother we saw earlier today, Dustin, was bucked off. We're going to see what Cody Walton can do right here. He's on a bull they call Cut Loose. 5209 is his brand. He's going to be coming out of right-handed delivery. Salem National Lease Buck and Shoot. All right, Cody, let's see what you got right here. All right, calling for the gate now. Round to the right. Oh, not even a chance. Making his way to the fence in a hurry. Tell you what, it looks like he just kind of looked over his shoulder there. It's going to be a tough knot for Cody Watson. Cut Loose has been on the Built for Tough series. We've seen him up there just a little bit. Nice looking white with brown speckles looking bull there. All right, we're going to move on here, see who we got coming out. Man, I'll tell you, this has been exciting. You know, it really feels like there's a short round here tonight, but they're just putting them all in the third section. We've got some great bull riders matched up against some of the top bulls. All right, working our way down to Salem National Lease. Matt McGee is going to be the cowboy. He's got himself another ranked bull. It's going to be 6218 Moonshine. All right. Oh, wait a second. Now we got Chad Vandenberg on his re-ride bull right here. Chad Vandenberg, the 18-year-old cowboy, your Zebra champ, right here taking his re-ride from Archdale, North Carolina. Here he goes. Out of the Salem National Lease Buck and Shoot. Nod your head, cowboy. Round to the right, off on the right-hand side. Get up. There you go. Oh, tough luck for Chad. Tell you what, these bulls are ranked. Took himself a little bit of a lick on that first buck off. And I'll tell you what, he's a little shaken up. All right. It's going to do it for Chad Vandenberg for the night. Right now, your leader is Kyle Hannon with a score of 84, and then we got Josh Faircloth with a score of 80. All right. Now we can slide back on down. Matt McGee is going to be on a bull they brand 6218 Moonshine, coming out of Buck and Shoot number 2. We 84 is what he needs to tie it. Hey, scores higher than that, he's going to be in the first place slot. Here he goes, out to the left. Oh, somersault right over the front end of him. Was able to get up out of the way. Man, oh, man. I got to tell you what, I thought the bull was going to do a somersault and end up dropping back down, but when he bounced back up again, he launched that cowboy right over the front end of him. Man, oh, man. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, they're making short work. These bulls are really taking it to these cowboys. But you know what? It's a week-in, week-out deal, and you can bet that these cowboys will be back to get their revenge. There is no doubt about it. You know, I'll tell you what, with the bulls that they have down here, you'll see every one of these cowboys plus. You know, just to have that opportunity to get on bulls this rank down here and make the money. Now, you know, there's a reason why you see so many of the cowboys from North Carolina making their way on tour, because they're used to getting on bulls of that caliber, and that's what you're seeing right here tonight. Here we go, coming out of the Tom T. Buck and Shoot. Jeff Wright is the cowboy. He's on a bull they call, they brand 6258 coming out of the left-handed delivery slot. Jeff, get up there on your rope now. His cowboy buddy's pulling his rope for him. All right. Get it on your mind, cowboy. All right, here he goes, out to the left now, real hard. Oh, rolled him right off the back end. Let me tell you what, if you don't have your hand hold set just right, there is no way you're going to keep your hand in that bull rope with as fast as these bulls are. Cowboy only weighs about 140 pounds, but when you got 140 pounds pulling at the back end because you got a bull running that fast, it is hard to stay up there. It's going to be no score for Jeff Wright. Bust off in a hurry. We still got a few more riders left. All right, looks like they're going to work their way down to the Salem National Lease Buck and Shoot. Fayetteville, Georgia's the cowboy. Well, still trying to find out what the name is of this cowboy. Going to be coming out of the Salem National Lease Bucking Shoot. Cowboy's going to be from Georgia. All right, here we go. Cowboy's up on his rope. Calls for the gate. All right, here he goes. Out to the right, back around to the left now. Cole Ivy is the one, re-riding. He's got himself a seat. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's a qualified rider right there. The bullfighter stepping in so the bull rider can get off. Cole Ivy is that freestyle bullfighter we talked about earlier tonight. Got his re-ride option and took it. Let me tell you, he's got himself a qualified score. Waiting on the judges to see. Judges are tallying up those scores right now. Coming in, 79 points for Cole Ivy. Ah, well, we got Brian Corson working his way over to the truck, and he ain't looking too good. We're going to check him out here right after this deal. We've got three qualified rides so far. We've still got three left. All right, partners. Well, we are working our way down to the finale right here. Looks like we're only about three bull riders away. Looks like they're getting on down to the Knox Realty Buck and Shoot. That's right. Looks like the cowboy is going to be one of our own. Oh, I stand corrected. Oh. They're playing the Ross Hill song, Sweet Home Alabama. Uh-oh. Matt Barron's out here trying to figure out what's going on. He's asking Luke to stop the music. All right. Tell you what, this crowd is getting energized for our last three bull riders we have of the evening. One of them still being part of Team Making Eight. All right, Lee Booth. Been to the IFR finals four or five times now. This cowboy knows how to get it done. Now, this is going to be a great matchup. This bull right here was at the PDR finals. We're talking about a bull they brand 501. They call him RFD TV. It's going to be a right-handed delivery. This bull is right. You've seen him on the PDR tours. Knows how to get these bull riders off. Now, Lee has been to the IFR finals four or five times, so this guy is no rookie to the game. He knows how to get it done. All right. Lee, get it on your mind. Coming down to Knoxville. He fucking shoot. Calls for the gate. Now Bulls got real hard to the right. Stay with him. Oh, we might just have ourselves a new leader. Oh, stay. Oh, that's going to be close, Rodeo fans. Not sure if he's going to be enough to make the whistle. Man. No. Man, oh, man, that was tough. Right there at the whistle, and we were looking at a leader change right there. There's no doubt about it. That RFD TV come out real hard to the right, just stayed in it, bucking real hard. But when he changed directions, got him kind of shaking up a little bit. When you get a bull that changes directions that late into it, makes it real hard for a cowboy to get back into a rhythm before that buzzer, and unfortunately it's going to bring him down early. So no score for Lee. Now we are working down to our final team making eight member right here, the 19-year-old Arcadia Cowboy. We're talking about Ty Harris. That's the young, tall, red-headed kid. This guy knows how to get it done. That's right. Making eight, bringing him down here, Ty Harris. He's got himself a good bull, 73 over 4. They call him Flashpoint. We've seen him on the PBR tour. Ty Harris is going to have himself a handful of ranked bulls. But Ty knows how to ride him. We're going to see what he can do right here. Come on, Ty. Get it on your mind now, cowboy. Bull's going to be coming out to the right. Oh, Bull's laying down now on him. All right. Stay with him, Ty. Bull is laying down. He's going to take him. There he goes. Stay with him, Ty. Oh, off in a hurry. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Tell you what. These Florida Cowboys are going to have to get down here and get back on these some ranked bulls. Ty taking his knee out there, just able to get up and get out of there all right. It's going to be a short night for the Macon Eight Riders, but that's all right. We will get them back up here to North Carolina. Now, that's going to bring us down to one more rider, Rodeo fans. This is going to be a pretty good matchup right here. Charlie Coble, we're talking about. Now, he was down in Alabama last week with the Southern Extreme Bull Riders. They were down in Alabama. They had one qualified ride. And this man was it. Made over $3,000 because he was the only rider down there. But tonight, the matchup is going to be him against a bull they brand 5212. They call him Rusty Zipper. This bull right here has also been on the PBR tour. This is going to be a matchup. He's looking for a score of higher than 84 points. Get it on, Charlie. Come on now. Going to be coming out of the left-handed bucking bull shoot. Bucking shoot number two. When that bull comes out to the left, he's going to be real fast. Stay right there in the latch. Going to be up, Charlie. Stay with him now. See what you got. Crowd is on their feet. Let me tell you, they are ready for it. This is the final ride of the night. Here we go. Oh, back around to the right. Real hard belly roll. Charlie not able to stay with him. Man, oh, man, I'll tell you what. These bulls, yeah, I'll tell you what, you got shaken up there just a little bit coming off. But that's what you would call a slam dunk in the rodeo business. Rodeo fans, I got to tell you, this has been one of the most exciting bull rides we have seen in a long time. Now, Kyle Hannon is going to be your winner with a score of 84 points. Josh Faircloth follows up with a score of 80. And Cole Ivey with a score of 79. They're going to split the payout between the three of them. I want to say great job for all the cowboys and cowgirls down here. We've got to thank Rafter K Rodeo Arena for letting us come down and put on this broadcast through MakingEight.com. We also want to thank the Southern Extreme Bull Riding Association for opening their arms to us. Let me tell you, we are excited about working with them. We're going to be right back at it with SEBRA Live on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock from Eustis, Florida. So until then, rodeo fans, want to thank you all for tuning in. You've been listening to SEBRA Live right here on MakingEight.com. Until Saturday, y'all get a grip with Making Eight.
Buckle. put my life on the line. These records at a time. It ain't for the money, baby, it's strictly to shine. I'm gonna put some white knuckles even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up till I'm under the dirt. I've been stomped and sold, I've been fucked and banged. But I'm a cowboy, baby, so it ain't no thing. Got all my shots and boots, climb up in the chutes. Now my head and I'm gone, ride them all night long. I will not hold on till the day that I'm gone. Got on my Wrangler jeans with a Copenhagen ring. Boots for the rock, damn right, I'm cocky. Feel full tough, ain't nothing can stop me. So ice to Bud Light, not at the gate, man. Down in the well, all away from my hand. I'ma ride, do I drop from night moves to big bucks. Call ticket sale on that and tell them bring in the big truck. I need help to carry all this cash. With 96 and a half on scene of the crash. Fire up the grill, tell Johnsonville. Put some rocks on, we party all night long. It's Las Vegas, baby, where the players play. PBR, VIP up in Mandalay Bay. Yeah, I'm a cowboy, yeah, I'm a roughneck. I wear a mossy oak, I hunt with Bo-Tec. I rent your free perk, got me a Branson. A big tractor, fear is no factor. Call me on Ant Mobile, cause I'm nationwide. It's a PBR, baby, one hell of a ride. I'm a ride for the line, these seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby, it's strictly to shine. I'm gon' bust a white knuckle, even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up till I'm under the dirt. I've been stomped and sold, I've been fucked and banged. But I'm a cowboy, baby, so it ain't no thing. Got on my shots and boots, climb up in the chutes. Now my head and I'm gone, ride them all night long. The toughest sport on dirt, my middle name is Hurt. But still I rob them a glove, rodeo with my love. Drawing neon nights, that's just a dream to find. Swirling for 8 seconds, all this on my mind. Getting hung up and booked, that's just part of the deal. We got them dicky bullfighters and they harder to steal. This is real as it gets, I pray nothing will harm me. That's why we teamed up with the U.S. Army. Calling a prize if you're needing a ride. BBR9.com will get you inside. So you can see the greatest show on dirt. Put your stepping on with your crumpled green shirt. This is real as it gets. Thank you to Rob Smith, my son the Crabtree from all of the PB. Oh, you a star that's still gonna shine. And every night these cowboys gon' lay it on the line. Come on, I'm like on the line. These seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby. It's strictly to shine. I'm gon' bust a white knuckle even when I'm hurt. And I'm a